أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah, that when they realize the reality of the day of Qiyamah, the greatness, the power and the might of Allah will become evident to them, then they will bow their heads down in shame and they will request a return to this world so that they will be able to practice, and second time round they will perceive that they will be able to do better in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in these ayat speak about the believers, those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat says, innama yu'minu bi ayatina alladhina idha dhukiru biha. Certainly it is only those who have brought iman in our verses, in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now obviously the reality is this: to bring iman in the Quran, in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will most naturally mean that they have already brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Rabbul Izzat here particularly mentions that they have brought iman in the verses of Allah, in the Quran Kareem, to show the extreme love, the extreme commitment to not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat also. So they have this quality that when they are reminded with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they fall into prostration. In other words, they have extreme humility. And because of the extreme humility, when they are reminded about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for that matter the other signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then they fall into prostration and they surrender fully to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They also glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the last of the qualities are that Allah Rabbul Izzat says that they do not have pride and they are not arrogant. In other words, they are fully submissive to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the real and true believers in Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will always be humbled in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the reality is this, that this quality of humility, the quality of humbleness, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a great quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves from a believer, and it is a quality that will link us up to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a few of their deeds, that tajafa junubuhum anil madajia, that their sides remain away from the sleeping places. In other words, they get up in the middle of the night, according to many of the commentators, and they perform the tahajjud salat, and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to the extent that we find in the hadith that on the day of Qiyamah an announcement will be made, and all and everyone will hear this announcement, that who are those people that fulfill the requisites of this ayah, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'a يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. So a very small group of people will get up, and this group of people then will be granted entrance into Jannah. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, show me the way, the actions and the deeds that will open and pave the way for Jannah and will close the road and the path to Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Hazrat Mu'adh, you are on a journey, So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Mu'adh, you have asked about something that is absolutely difficult. Deeds and actions that will open the road and the path to Jannah, close the path to Jahannam, that's actually extremely difficult, except for whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addressed him and he said, O Mu'adh, number one, perform your 5 times salat, give out your zakat, perform fast in the month of Ramadan, and go for Hajj of Baytullah, that is obviously if you can afford it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us that Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that insofar as fasting is concerned, it is a shield, it is a protection from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insofar as your sadaqah is concerned, your sadaqah will extinguish the fire of your passions, the fire of your sins. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that getting up for tahajjud salat, getting up in the last part of the night or the middle of the night and performing your salat, that also will extinguish the passions of your desire, the heat of your desire. And in that way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that this is the way that will be paving one, this is the way that will lead one towards Jannah and close the doors of Jahannam. Now there are some ulama that state that although the ayah refers definitely to the tahajjud salat, but if that is absolutely difficult for a person, then at least perform the Isha salat with Jamaat and perform the Fajr salat with Jamaat, and there is hope that they will also be included in the scope of this ayah. So when they get up, what do? They not only perform the salat and the tahajjud salat, but there is a frame of mind. Their hearts are 100% attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدُعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They call their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition of extreme fear. Fear for the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear for the wrath of Allah Rabbul Izzat, for they have realized the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have realized the jalal and the might and the power of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Watama'a, and at the same time they have hope. And they have hope of the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one quality of the marifat and the recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if a person trods in this path, then on the one hand, one has extreme fear for Allah Rabbul Izzat, because he begins to realize the greatness and the might and the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And on the other side, he has the hope of the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because he realizes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this will be a person that is well balanced and in equilibrium, that he is not extremely fearful of Allah Rabbul Izzat to such an extent that it creates frustration within himself and is unable to practice. On the other hand, he does not have extreme hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that leads him to become negligent of the commandments of Allah. And the last quality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from that which we have sustained them, they spend obviously for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the real and true believers, and we should make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst these pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah is an ayah of sajda, so brothers should make the sajda in tilawat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.